Hi, I'm Charlene Reinhardt. I am the host of the CEO Unlimited podcast and managing director of CEO Unlimited Communications Firm. We help you communicate with confidence on paper and verbally. We specialize in bios, resumes, LinkedIn updates, and website content. The other half is public speaking and verbal communications. We help you improve your speaking so you can have more of an impact on your audience and pitch what you want. Now, those are the skills that you will need if you want to write a book and do interviews promoting your book. Let's get into our interview for today. I have the honor of speaking with Coach Delarice Clark-Tarani. She is a certified life coach, certified relationship coach, and registered married and singles relationship counselor. She's also an identical twin to beauty entrepreneur Delpha Clark Samuels, and they are known as the Barbie Twins. They've been featured in national media outlets all over the world for their success in the beauty industry. Clap your hands, stomp your feet. Join me in welcoming life coach Delarice Clark-Tarani as she talks about being booked and busy, the making of a successful life coach. Hi, Delarice. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad that you can join me today on the CEO Unlimited podcast.
I am excited to be on the show, and I'm excited about our interview.
Yes. So you've been doing a lot of great things, and it looks like you got your foundation in pageantry. Can you tell us more about pageantry and how you got started with that?
Yes. I have been competing since I was a young girl, but I think I started taking pageantry very seriously during my teenage years. And after winning my first major pageant, I think that I was hooked ever since then. And I've been blessed to hold titles and compete nationally all over the world, from Florida, USA to Miss International, to go on to compete at Miss United States, where I made top five and was second runner up, which was a major accomplishment, as many compete, but not many can say they have made top five in a national pageant or have been able to been fortunate enough to capture the national title as well. And I've actually been a national title holder, a state title holder. I do plan to continue competing, and you may see me in a major pageant really soon, so keep your eyes open.
Looking forward to that. It's like, yes. Once you start doing pageants, it's so hard to stop.
It is. It's very, I think that it is the Super Bowl for women that like to compete or enjoy sports, so to speak. Pageantry is so much fun, as not only does it allow you to boost your self-esteem, learn to speak in front of people publicly, learn how to carry yourself as a woman, a confident woman. It also does create an opportunity to make long-lasting friendships with women from all over the world. And I laugh with my husband all the time, and I'm always telling him that no matter what state I'm in or even country, I have a friend. I have someone that I can call and say, hey, girl, I am in Miami, or I am in Dallas. I am in Bahamas. Can you pick me up? And someone will be at that airport excited to see me and pick up where we left off at, from whatever pageant I had the privilege of competing alongside them with. So the sisterhood is what I love most about pageantry, and also being able to promote my national platform, as it is something that is very dear to my heart. Losing my brother years ago, I knew that I wanted to do more to make texting while driving nationally known. So that was another reason why I competed. I wanted to raise awareness to texting while driving on a national level. And I've been blessed enough to have been able to promote my platform on the United States stage, on the international stage, on the galaxy stage. And I, as I said before, you will definitely see me in another pageant really soon, as I really do enjoy competing.
That is powerful what you've been able to accomplish through pageantry. A lot of people see the glitz and glam, but they don't see the personal development that comes out of it.
And I agree.
When it comes to your career choices, so how did you transition from competing in pageants to becoming a coach? Did you get that idea from competing in pageants?
Well, believe it or not, I've always enjoyed helping people. I think I knew very early in life that I was going to do something impactful in law enforcement or just behavior, period. However, you know, I went to school for fashion design, believe it or not. And I remember I did an extra credit class. And in the extra credit class, we had to study bipolar disorder. And in coming out of that one extra credit class, I knew that I wanted to do something more impactful. And I remember going back to my class and telling my teacher, hey, I don't think I'm coming back. I think that I want to be a counselor or a life coach or, you know, a therapist, something along those lines, because I really want to help people. And it started with that, really just having a genuine love for helping others grow, helping others obtain success, being that push that a lot of people need to stay on the right track. And I remember when I started coaching, I wasn't sure how it was going to turn out. I just knew that I was always a person that was good at helping people put their lives together. I actually wanted to be a police officer all the way up until I was about 18 years old. I actually was accepted into the Miami Police Academy early at 17. But I didn't go because, of course, my family thought it was a dangerous profession and they wanted me to do something else. So I said, if I'm not protecting people, then I guess I can help people get their lives together, make sure they don't get into trouble and they are productive in life. So I started off coaching just a couple of people with pageantry, and then somehow it shifted from that into just the life coaching. And I still do coach girls for pageantry, but I do a lot more of the life coaching and relationship coaching and couples counseling and couples therapy. So I pride myself in shifting lives one session at a time. That's always been my motto, one person at a time, one couple at a time. As long as I am on that push and where I am the one assisting someone in accomplishing a goal or just shifting their lives in a direction where they're confident and happy with themselves has always been a gratifying experience for me. So I absolutely love what I do, and I'm blessed to be in a position where I'm coaching and mentoring over 300 people from all over the world. I have mentees in Africa. I have mentees in Nigeria and Canada, in Jamaica, the Bahamas, and of course the United States, and recently added UK. So in just a very small period of time, my coaching program has been able to reach people all over the world. And every day I'm seeing just how important this profession is, as so many people are hurting, so many people are lost or confused and unsure of who they are. Even at the age of 30 or 35, there are people still lost, very much lost. And I just think that nothing is more gratifying than the finished product, so to speak, seeing somebody at that very beginning, that first session where they're just kind of in a place like, coach, I don't know what I want to do, to fast forwarding 3 months, 6 months to a year, and they've launched a business. They've done something in ministry. They've competed in their first pageant, or they've started a women's ministry, or whatever the goal is. My program, my mentorship, my coaching is dedicated to shifting lives. So it's definitely I think, rewarding feel. It's a challenging feel, but it's very rewarding.
Wow. So you said you were able to build a business, a coaching business that allowed you to coach and mentor over 300 people around the world in a short period of time. How long have you been coaching, and what's been the secret to your success as a coach?
I actually had been doing this for about 8 years, but persistently doing it. I've been doing this persistently for the last 2 years. I wear a lot of hats. So sometimes I'm in a position where I'm focused on one thing or two things at a time. And I think that coaching for some time had taken the back seat to everything else that I was doing, but I started to see the need for coaching, the need for that mentorship. And with that said, I made the decision to go full force and take it a little bit more serious than I had been taking it. Because when I first started, I had 20 study clients that I worked with off of social media. It wasn't like a social media known program that I had. But one of my mentees, after helping her through a situation, she said, "Coach, you know, I think that people need you." And I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "People need you. People need this, what you're giving people, what you're giving me. Why don't you offer your services online?" I said, "I don't think I really need to do that. I'm great with the clients that I have." And she was like, "No, I think that there's a lot more people that would benefit from this service." So in having her say that, I prayed about it. And God had already started tugging on my heart in that direction anyway. And I believe that sometimes when God is calling us for something, that the confirmation just starts to come. She said it, then my husband said it. And after my husband said it out of nowhere, I said, "Okay, God, I hear you. I'm going to shift myself a little further in this area." And in shifting it, in 2 years, I've gotten here because I have my master class that I teach quarterly. So I have the Proverbs 31 Wife Masterclass that is taught summer, fall, winter, and spring. So it's taught for all, you know, for the four seasons. And I'm getting ready to teach my last class for this year. And the semester hasn't even been open. I haven't even publicized it yet. And I've already have 80 people on the waiting list. So wow. Right. And I haven't made any announcement yet. Nothing. I've said nothing. And I already have 80 people on the waiting list for this last class this year. And I'm having a full graduation. So it is a certified class. They get a certification at the end of the year. And like I said, this is my first. I celebrated 1 year with the master class in August. August 1st was my 1 year anniversary for the master class. But the coaching itself is a 2 year business now. And you never know where God is going to take you with something. And I can honestly say that I knew that I would do a lot, but I didn't know that I would be worldwide just in a two-year space. I really didn't expect that. But God knows what he's doing, and I'm definitely more than grateful for the position that I'm in now. As I said, when we spoke earlier, every week from Sunday evening, I'm always completely booked for the full week, literally like completely booked. And I'm already booked Monday and Tuesday for next week. So sometimes you don't know where God is taking you. You just have to trust the process. And in trusting the process, I'm here where now I'm one of the most sought after coaches around the world, literally now. And just from that one step out of faith of me saying, I'm going to go forward and offer the service on social media. Sometimes you don't know what people are in need of or what they're going through. So I always tell people, no matter what the dream is, the goal is, the vision is, if God gave it to you, he gave it to you for a reason. And that reason is because it's needed.
That is powerful. That is powerful. Very uplifting and encouraging to so many people out there. What would you say are the steps that you must take in order to build a successful business after you have committed and said, yes, I want to do this? How do you achieve the type of success that you've achieved in that 2 year time frame? Is there a step-by-step process? Are there essential things that need to be done?
Yes, I do believe that you must first make sure that you have a business that's authentic. Also make sure that you are in a position to teach or offer the services that you are trying to offer in its entirety. I always tell people, if you're in a hurt place, you shouldn't be coaching people. You shouldn't be mentoring people. I always tell people that your mental health, if you're going to step into a coaching career, is extremely important. Aside from that, doing what you know is your God-given talent. I do believe that everybody has a God-given talent, a talent that they don't have to work hard to accomplish. It just comes naturally. For instance, people have always told me from I was a little girl, you're good at fixing things. You're good at helping people. You're good at coming up with solutions for problems. Just like a singer, all your life, you may have heard you're a great singer or you're a great dancer, you're a great model, you're a great speaker, whatever the case may be. That God-given talent is what allows you to move, I believe, effectively. That God-given talent, that thing that God sets you aside for. So I would say to a person that is trying to start a business, make sure that it's your authentic calling, a thing God called you to do. Secondly, make sure that you are professional, that you know your worth in the business that you're running. And when I say know your worth, meaning you step out in a season where you are trained, you're qualified, so you have all your qualifications. Not only am I just a word of mouth life coach, I'm a certified life coach, a certified relationship coach, a registered counselor. I have my degree in counseling. Those things are important. So everything you need to make sure that you are as professional as possible, you make sure that you check off all those boxes. You don't cut corners with preparing yourself, with training materials for yourself. Invest in whatever that goal is. So that means you're going to have to spend money in order to make money. Aside from that, be persistent. Be persistent and always find different ways to reinvent yourself. Always stay upbeat with what's going on around you in the world. Stay upbeat with what's going on in your society and your regular local community. Those things are important as well when you're running a business. For whatever reason, last year, God spoke to me about going virtual. And I didn't know why I was going virtual. I thought it was strange. Everybody was telling me it was strange. Well, why are you going virtual? Why don't you teach a class live? It would be so much more impactful. And I said, no, for some reason, God is telling me virtual. So with that said, I went virtual. And in going virtual, I haven't missed a beat. Nothing's changed for me. In fact, I've gotten busier. So don't limit yourself. Be virtual. Be personal. Have every different kinds of payment methods available for people. Be open to helping other people other than your own kind. A lot of people get stuck in that, I just want to be a voice for Black people. Yes, I'm a voice for Black people, but I'm a voice for all people as well. I do support the Black Lives Movement. I do support things that benefit my culture. However, I'm not just called to my culture. I'm not just called to Black people. I'm not just called to white people. I think a lot of people limit themselves, and that's why business doesn't go the way it could. You don't reach that financial wealth of, you know, that level of success finances wise, because we limit ourselves to one area. Another goal, you have to get out of your own circle in order to really make money. You cannot sell to your friends. I'm not saying I don't sell to my friends, because a lot of my friends have become my clients along the way, but don't try to turn your friends into your clients. Go out. Don't be afraid to connect with other people. Step out into different arenas. I tell people all the time, shifting to the next level of success is uncomfortable. So it's going to be uncomfortable. You're not going to understand it sometimes. However, you can't go to that next level unless you shift. So you have to get uncomfortable sometimes. You have to hear no sometimes. So even in hearing no, when you know that you're really called to do something, you're not going to be fazed by the no, and you're going to continue. Another big key to success, You cannot be thin-skinned. You cannot be easily offended. You have to be able to be unmovable regardless of what is happening around you if you know that you are called for something. And more than anything else, when you find yourself in those lowest of the low moments, this always works for me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That one line, believe it or not, always takes me through that next circle, or it takes me over that hump, and then all of a sudden I can see the light again. So find what works for you. Be true to yourself and never do something because someone else is doing it. Because although someone is successful at something, it doesn't mean that you will be successful at something. I have a large family, and a lot of my family members are singers. I have a little voice, but I don't sing because I know it's not my strong area. And with that said, know your strong points and work those areas.
So many gems shared. Thank you so much, Coach D. This is needed. We have a couple of minutes left. Where can people find you? Because I'm sure a lot more people want more of this goodness.
Thank you. You all can find me at Coach D on Facebook, or you can find me at Delarice Tarani, or you can follow my masterclasses page. It's Proverbs 31 Wife Masterclass, or you can follow my prayer ministry, which is Noonday Prayer with Delarice, where I have prayer every Friday virtually.
If you want to practice your pitch for your next interview, go to www.ceounlimitedfirm.com/pitchforprofits. Register for our next session so that you can get feedback on your pitch. All right, that's it for now. Subscribe to this podcast, donate, and have an amazing day.